Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
This is Jeannie.
And this is like, well, we left it with a cliffhanger a little bit. Poor Rebecca's pregnant. She has two. She has twins. She goes to the Lord to find out what's the story with this. And what have you got there, Jeannie?
And the Lord answered her. And before that, we had mentioned last time when we're on track with what God wants for us, and we're being obedient and we're trusting Him, and then something gets a little bumpy in the road, just like her. She asked, if all is well, then why is this happening to me? So I thought that was a great point to really bring up in our own lives. So yeah. I just mention it real quick again, that our expectations were not unusual. We're looking at these people's lives and behind the scenes, and we're seeing how these people who the Lord commended for having faith, they had problems and they went through training just like we are. So
we do the very same thing.
Yeah.
So it's good that the Lord has put this in His Word so that we can take a look at it.
And, somebody may write something about our life and they'll say, that's when she messed up there, or that's when she was wondering there.
Yeah.
So, so we're all human, but it's good to learn from each other's mistakes and good choices that we make. So that Lord answers her inquiry. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. In other words, you got twins. One people shall be stronger than the other. And the older shall serve the younger. Almost sounds like a riddle.
What would you do if that, if you were Rebecca?
I guess I'm having two babies.
Yes.
And in those two babies, each of them are going to grow up.
Right.
And there's going to be a whole group of people that come from each baby as they mature and have their own families.
Two groups, two nations.
Yeah. And one baby is going to be, is stronger than the other one. But yet, normally, when the oldest one comes out with twins, they're the ones that are given favor, right?
That is true.
And so, that was tradition, and with the Lord, it seemed, in the past. But this one, the Lord is saying, no, the older one shall serve the younger one. He's letting her know right now. There's a whole plan going on. It's not just you finally getting pregnant, but you've got two babies in you that are going to grow up to two adult men that are going to have two different families, and one's going to serve the other, and I've got plans already. So when we hear about somebody being pregnant, isn't it David that had said, had already laid out my days even before I was born?
That's right.
So we know here that God, while a baby, say that again, baby, babies are in the womb, not just fetuses. These babies already have plans and purposes set by God.
Right.
And He's going to use their life, and He's letting her know that while she's pregnant.
Yeah. So another thing that we can glean out of this is that God's will be accomplished. And even though things, circumstances, this, that, and the other, through waiting, through trials, through tests of our own faith, God's will be accomplished.
So keep on trusting Him.
That's right.
But it's so fun that He gives us these peeks behind the scenes, like He was giving Rebecca.
Yes.
So verse 24 says, so when her days were fulfilled, that means when she was done being pregnant, going to give birth, for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb. So God was right.
Okay.
25 says, and the first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over. That's so funny. Description of this baby from the time that he was a newborn.
He didn't need a rug. He was wearing one.
Wearing a rug. So they called his name Esau.
Esau.
Funny. And then Jacob, wait a minute. And then afterwards his brother came out and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So the one's popping out and then you see this hand come out and grab the other baby's heel. Like, no, you won't. They were already fighting.
Yeah.
And he was like grabbing his heel. So his name is called Jacob, which means heel catcher.
Heel catcher. How'd you like a name like that? But it does
fit his personality
it
later.
It does. It does. He's definitely a heel catcher. He likes to come out number one. you know.
So verse 27 says, so the boys grew, and Esau was a skilled hunter and a man of the field. But Jacob was a mild man dwelling in the tents. Verse 28.
Was he a mama's boy?
It says, and Isaac loved Esau. It says, why? Because he ate of his game. So he brought his dad good meals. And so he really appreciated, you know, to a man's heart is sometimes the food.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he really appreciated his son being a manly man and bringing him something to eat.
And then Isaac and mom would cook it.
And then, yeah. And then it says that...
excuse me, not Isaac.
No.
Jacob.
And then it says on verse 28, but Rebecca loved Jacob.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. And so this brings up something else. We got two twins here. We got two kids. And God's already said, prophesied that, you know, they're going to have this nation, these nations come out of them, and there's one going to be over the other one. Even knowing that, you know, they, in their humanness, the dad and the mom, prefer one child over the other.
Yeah.
And we see that in so many families where children are treated, you know, with favor, one of them over the other. And maybe try as hard as you want to, it just seems to happen. And it's something, if it does happen to you, that you need to really be in prayer about it, because the Lord doesn't want that. So maybe with Rebecca, because Jacob liked to hang around home, and she was attracted to him. He was, you know, more of someone she could communicate with.
Yeah.
And with... you know, with Isaac, he was more like himself. He was a man's man, you know. He knew how to go out and hunt. And so sometimes it's easier to favor a child that you get along with easier naturally, just based on their temperament and their personality.
Yeah.
You know, one of them might be a little more high-strung or stronger and than you are, and so you don't connect as much as the one that's more mild. I mean, I think we can relate with that with our kids and with,
you know,
no matter how hard you don't want to do that, sometimes that just naturally comes out.
I know a really quick story about this, and this was a true story that I'd read. It was in the newspaper, if you could trust the newspaper. But a lady had 10 kids, and it was Mother's Day, and a reporter was interviewing her, and reporters always like to look for a little bit of controversy, so... He says to her, which one do you love the most? Now, I know you have all these kids and you've got to love, you know, one or another more than the other ones. She says, no, I love them all the same. And he says, well, how can this be? And she goes, well, I'll tell you what. Sometimes I do love one more than the other. And he goes, ah, what's that about? And she responded, whichever one needs me the most, that's the one I love the most. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. So you love them equally, but your attention goes to the one that needs. That's like Jesus leaving the 99.
Yeah, it is.
To go find the one that's lost, you know.
Yeah.
But our goal as parents is to love our children equally.
Love them.
And recognize, again, expectations that one child may have a personality, temperament that is easier for you to connect with and understand than the other, but that doesn't mean you love them any less, and you just need to ask the Lord to help you to find out what bridges to make with that child.
It's a good thing we love all of our kids equally.
Yes.
Especially if they're listening to this. And our grandkids too. Okay, so she has two kids, and one's a hunter and the other one's a homeboy. Homebody.
That's right. And how much time do we have before we get into the next?
Oh, let's see. We're just about done here.
Okay.
That was quick.
Okay. Because there's going to be a turn of events here, so we probably should.
Okay. We're going to have to split this too. So come back and catch us on the flip side, because there's good stuff coming up. Father, thank you for today, for your love, for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Father, that we can look into your word and be taught by it and grow in our faith. Bless each one that hears, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.